Welcome to Tune In Tales, storytelling for kids on KDLL. Today's story is The Great Fuzz Frenzy by Janet Stevens and Susan Stevens Crummell, read by Sally Cassano.
Violet, where's the ball? It went bonk, boink, plunk. There it sat. The prairie dogs waited, perfectly still. Slowly they crept out, inch by inch, dog by dog. What is it? A thing. A good thing or a bad thing? A round thing. A strange thing. Ooh, a scary thing. What should we do? Don't touch it. Shh. Is it alive? Stand back, boomed a voice. You act like gutless groundhogs, afraid of your own shadow. Oh no, it's Big Bark. Big Mouth is more like it. He's the meanest dog around. I thought he left town. Well, I'm back, growled Big Bark, so out of my way. Let me have a look. But before anyone could move, little Pipsqueak raced past Big Bark, reached out, and poked the big round thing. No, the crowd yelled. It's fuzzy, said Pip. Ooh, the crowd gasped. A tiny piece of fuzz was caught in Pip's claw. She looked at it, turned it, sniffed it, then she put it on her head. Look at me. Ah, the crowd sighed. Quit hamming it up, you half-pint hamster, snarled Big Bark. I'm in charge. But those prairie dogs didn't listen. They had to have fuzz. I like it. Me too. I want some, do you? Oh yes, so do I. So do we, so do they. Big Bark, move over. Get out of our way. They charged past him and grabbed at the fuzz. The prairie dogs pulled it, puffed it, stretched it, fluffed it, tugged it, twirled it, spiked it, swirled it. They fuzzed their ears, their heads, their noses. They fuzzed their feet, their tails, their toeses. Big Bark was beside himself. Listen to me, you ridiculous rodents. Stop this fuzzy foolishness. But those prairie dogs didn't listen. You're all nuts, you squirrely fuzz freaks, yelled Big Bark, storming off. News of the fuzz spread from hole to hole, burrow to burrow, town to town. Soon prairie dogs from everywhere were coming to see that fuzz. They twisted it, braided it, danced and paraded it. It was a fuzz frenzy, a fuzz fiesta, a fuzz fangdangle. The whole prairie was abuzz about fuzz, until the fuzz ran out. Some prairie dogs got a lot of fuzz. Some got a little. Some got no fuzz at all, and they were mad. Give me that fuzz. Why? Because. It's my fuzz. Well, it was. Pulling, grabbing, swiping, nabbing, poking, jabbing. It was war. It was a fuzz fight, a fuzz feud, a fuzz fiasco. I started this, moaned Pipsqueak. I have to do something, everyone. Stop fighting. But those prairie dogs didn't listen. Hours later, the prairie dogs began to stir. Uh-oh. Where's the fuzz? I don't know. Where did it go? Someone has stolen our fuzz, cried Pipsqueak. Who did? I did, barked a voice from above. I stole the fuzz. The prairie dogs froze. Then they raced up, up, up the long tunnel. There stood Big Bark, covered with fuzz from head to tail. I'm king of the fuzz, he snarled. Do you hear me? The king of the... The sky went black. What happened? Where's Big Bark? Look, there he was, high above their heads, dangling from the talons of an eagle. Big Bark, wiggle free, the prairie dog shouted. Shake loose, hurry, we'll catch you. Big Bark fell faster and faster. No, prairie dogs scattered. Get back here, yelled Pip. Quick, make a circle, hold out your paws. Plop. You saved me, Big Bark cried, but I stole your fuzz. Now it's gone forever. Good, said Pipsqueak. Fuzz is trouble, right? Yay, the crowd cheered. Friend hugged friend. Cousin hugged cousin. Dog hugged dog. We don't need fuzz, said Pip. But with Eagle around, we do need a watchdog with a big bark. And from that day forward, the prairie dogs lived happily and fuzzlessly ever after.
Hear more Tune In Tales at 9 a.m. every Thursday on KDLL.